Good morning, MGTOW men. Just in economy mode. Bloody got a long way to go. And,
G'day, mate. Here you go, mate. Oh, fuck.
Alright, talk like a fucking normal person. Instead of a
fucking Australian, mate.
Yeah, the one of the things about women, and I'm going to talk about women, because in a biological sense, a lot of them tend to be nothing but problematic people, you know. And they're the ones you're supposed to be fucking and putting up with their bullshit, you know. And, they're really not that interesting, most of them. Anyway, now that's as opposed to sort of, you know, you can sort of size up men and go, well, is this someone who I'd like to be involved with, you know? And, you know, is this someone who's going to be sort of not much in common, a bit of a fucking difficulty dealing with, you know? And, you know, you can be polite and civil and fucking just generally sort of nice, but you know, some people you're really going to connect with and some people you're not. That's just sort of how it goes. And, well, this woman, younger woman, well, I think I've known her for about 10 years, you know, when she was in high school, you know, you could tell her mother was a fucking malignant sort of a cunt, you know, and, so I'd, you know, engage with her, you know, in going between towns on the bus. I'd engage with her, just chit-chat and fucking cheer her up a bit, you know what I mean? And, you know, express a bit of enthusiasm about the world in general and how she's going and all that sort of stuff. Of course, all the fucking retards, you know. Small town retards and, oh, he's trying to fuck her, he is. You know. And, you know. So that's what fucking, that's why small town retards are like that. They just, they've got nothing to offer. You know, they bring nothing to the table as in human to human sort of connections and communication. They just wander around spewing shit all day, you know. That's why they're retards, you know. And anyway, so she, there's not many people who fit this person's fairly unique sort of description. And anyway, so I run into her the last couple of years, or the last year, 2 years. Every 2 or 3 months, you know, or every month or two, sort of thing, you know. And I'm into that sort of philosophy of, you know, keep yourself nice. And I've got to stop for a fucking piss. I just had one of my little diuretic fucking pills. And this tiny, 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 tiny little pill just makes me piss like a fucking racehorse. Every half, 3/4 of an hour. Fuck, talking to myself again. You know, it's like the women wear these yoga pants or my sports shorts happen to be sort of made from a similar material. And anyway, I ran across this chick recently. But anyway, so she's so she should have been nice enough and pleased to see me. And I don't know I'm not real sure if it's like she's just pleased to see me or she wants to fuck me. But I've been fairly aloof about the whole damn thing, you know. And our paths crossed fairly recently. Yeah, and given her and sort of about a year or so back, I gave her the, you know, she's getting a nose piercing and sort of other bits and pieces. And I said, you know, you don't have to be like all the other chicks, you know, you're allowed to keep yourself nice and, you know. Not to end up covered with tattoos and shit. You know? You're allowed to look nice. You know? As in clean, tidy, attractive, you know, presentable. And of course that was met with open hostility. Not a violent kind of reproach, but you know. It's not that it wasn't taken too well, it was just not, you know, just don't get yourself covered in tattoos and fucking piercings and shit and just ruin yourself, you know, keep yourself nice. There was a woman in Australia called Kaz, K-A-Z, Kook, I think it's C-O-O-K-E or K-O-O-K-E, you know. And she had this thing of sort of keep yourself nice, you know. She wrote a book on the subject. And I think in some ways it's a genuinely decent sort of philosophy. Keep yourself nice, you know. Don't become a fucking degenerate who looks like shit, you know. And so I gotta keep me speed down. And so anyway, you know, sort of fatherly sort of thing, you know, look after yourself. Don't do it because everybody else is doing it, you know, because he's, you know, getting your nose pierced and all this other sort of shit, you know, it's like, it's not good, you know. And anyway, so about a year or two later, I walk in, you know, and our paths cross, and there she is wearing lipstick and eyeshadow, you know. And I thought, oh, that's a new development. I think she's either single or getting desperate for a man, or changing boyfriends, you know, changing out of one guy to another guy sort of stuff, you know. Or maybe she's starting to think, you know, I don't want to look like an unmarriageable fucking retard, I want to look like a woman, you know, according to the conventions of our society. And so I asked her about it. Asked her, you know. Oh, it's interesting seeing you getting into all the makeup and stuff. You know. And oh fuck, there's so much dust up here. And so she was got very defensive and kind of very fucking hostile about it, you know. And I didn't ask her if she was on the rags, you know what I mean? But she got sort of overly sort of shitty, you know? And, you know, it was sort of out of all proportion, you know what I mean? I was just, it was a sort of a how you doing kind of a question, you know what I mean? Or comment, you know, it's not sort of anything other than that, and it ought not to be taken as anything other than that. So, because her response was a bit on the hostile side, I just sort of, you know, it's out of proportion to, you know, if I ask someone, oh, what's two and two, I expect like somewhere in the range of 3 to 5 kind of an answer, you know what I mean? This is a matter not mathematical correctness, it's proportion, you know. Bit of a 3 if they're a bit on the slow side, and a bit of a 5 if they're not real good and a bit reactive. But her answer, her reply was like a 7 sort of stuff, you know. And um just going off, getting sidetracked in thought again, and yeah. And so what happened was yeah, she was quite sort of aggressive and pissy, you know. So I just sort of, you know, gave tactfully evasive answers to her bullshit, you know what I mean? You know, I didn't expect that sort of a comeback, you know. And I should have just smiled and said, "Whoa, someone's in a bad mood." But I didn't. And what the sort of train of thought was when I left the place was that that's the issue of red flags, you know? You know, not what you want to see or what you hope to see or what you start daydreaming about. You know, it's the issue of red flags, you know? And to quote someone who I kind of have learned to sort of hate, kind of thing, because he's a bit of an indulgent sort of a prick, you know? But he came out with this phrase, "Out of little eggs do great monsters hatch." And, you know, you can start off with a tiny little fucking issue, but it can just quickly escalate out of control or out of fucking all proportion to what it originally started off as, you know? And, eyes on the road, Shane. Eyes on the fucking road. The, because I was just having a gawk at something interesting. And getting a little bit out of my own lane, you know. And, you know, so if I look at this person in stages over, say, 10 years, also, you know, yeah, you know, being sort of surly and sort of unhappy with a fucking nasty bitch of a mother on a case, you know, as a sort of mid sort of teenager, then she's sort of grown up into, say, early 20s, and she's got a piercing through her nose and, you know, those sorts of things, you know. And then, you know, she's starting to wear a bit of lipstick and eyeshadow and makeup and stuff, you know what I mean? And I've never seen her with that on before, you know. And, you know, she gets really hostile about that. Again, it's out of all proportion, you know, this is not the mathematical perfection, this is a sort of a degree, a sort of an indicator of proportionality of the response. Where I say 2 plus 2 and, you know, the slower ones will say 3 and the ones who are a bit reactive will say 5. But they'll all sort of come in around the 4 mark. And if someone's out of all proportion, they'll come in at 7 or 8, you know what I mean? 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, it's like, this is not matching. you know, this is not sort of, this is not matching the question, this is not matching 2 plus 2, you know? It's way off. So we've gone through a whole range of sort of stuff, you know, and she's sort of, I'm not sure if she's eyeing me off or she wants to fuck, you know, or she's looking at me as a prospective boyfriend or husband or something, or whether she's just randy or whether she's just being friendly or whatever. But if you look at all these things along the track, it doesn't look well. You know what I mean? It doesn't look good. There's problem, either, you know, it can be taken as either a problem teenager or a teenager with lots of problems. You know, a young woman who's doing dumb shit to herself, and a pretty fucking pissy and aggressive kind of bad mood sort of stuff, you know? And I thought, this is not nice. This is kind of really sort of shitty and really kind of fucking nasty. It's, you know? And the good thing about knowing sort of people a little bit, you know, over a long period of time, you know, you kind of go, oh, no. And that's the thing about, you know, this hi, how are you, let's fuck kind of style of relationship engagement, you know. Hi, oh, you're so awesome. Oh, you're so awesome too, you know. Oh, yeah, we've got lots in common. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, you know. That kind of stuff, that's why I put that, I think I was the last person in the world with a copy of the recording of Terry Gorski, how to tell the seven main differences between healthy and addictive relationships, you know, hugely helpful. And, you know, that's why I sort of, you know, that's why that sort of getting to know you sort of phase is better if, I guess, this is not absolute and it's not perhaps an option that's really available to most people or some people or whatever, but getting to know people over time. And, you know, the extended family, you know, where you went out to meet a woman or something, but you take a chaperone with you. You know, the old uncle or the spinster auntie or something like that, you know what I mean? Then after the sort of date where there's no fucking and all this sort of stuff, it's, you know, very traditional family sort of stuff. And then you talk with the uncle or auntie or whatever, you know what I mean? What do you think of it? And usually, it may not encompass all the issues, but the answer will generally tend to be right. You know, or it will have a perspective of being right, you know? And, you know, it's like I've had 2 completely unrelated men give an assessment of my mother. One was her confidant, you know, in AA, you know. And the other one was, you know, incredibly sort of criminally orientated fucking uncle. You know? And they both said the exact, more or less, they both gave an almost exactly identical word for word assessment of my mother. this is how we see her and how she operates when competing against other women. And, you know, she beat all the other women off with a stick to get involved with, you know, either my father or some guy down the track after the divorce, you know. So, you know, it's, you need, I don't know about the word honest, but you need men in your life, especially men, who have, you know, pretty sort of interesting sort of life experience, you know. And, you know, if you got the right, if you got, you don't need, I don't know about smart and dumb, you know what I mean? There's people that just don't fucking register much. They don't observe much. You know, and, you know, then there's people who are, they register sort of everything, you know, and you know, it doesn't make them worthwhile or worth less, because there's hypervigilant fucking neurotics that are absolute cunts, you know, and just it's crazy as fuck, and then there's people who wouldn't, you know, one, no, they couldn't tell the head of a hammer from the fucking handle, you know? But they're genuinely nice people and they're sincere. And although their assessments aren't sort of broad-ranging, they're still, some of their assessments are very sort of valid, you know? Like saying, well, if she carries on like that, maybe she's not a nice girl to go out with, you know? Rather than, you know, a PhD in psychology or some shit, you know. And, so, here we are in kangaroo territory. Ah! And the bush is thick with hoppies that want to kill you and make you die. As they come across the road, into the air they fly, through the windscreen, into your head, break your neck and then you're dead. Let's go for a drive through kangaroo country. So, yeah, so, you know, feedback, when you got people who can help you assess, you know, what's going on with these crazy fucking bitches, and, you know, that Terry Gorski recording on, you know, that Terry Gorski recording on the seven main differences between addictive and healthy, between healthy and addictive relationships. That for me early on in the piece, you know, that was a fucking huge help. You know? You You know, when I just had to stop. You know, people go, I don't give a fuck, you know. In some respects, you know. You know, drugs are bad, I don't know. Not if you're the person who needs to take them. You know, but then they're like a death spiral into oblivion, you know. You know, they work on one end and, you know, they can save your ass on one end of the fucking spectrum, but on the other end they end up fucking destroying you. You know, they just, they stop working. As a person who I'm flashing back to now, remembering their face and how they talked, and he talked about the law of diminishing returns, you know. And, you know, the longer you take them, the less they work, so you need to do more and different things and all this sort of stuff. So the more you take, the less they work, and the worse things get. More money, more resources, more time to get less and less of an effect, you know. And pretty soon nothing really works at all. You just take heaps and become unconscious or dead, you know, and you know, you're not getting out of it what you used to get out of it, what you, when you got started on these things, you know. God, fuck. Just having some, not bad memories, but you know, you think through a lot of things and you think, oh God, fuck, you know. This is just insane. So, yeah, time for a piss. Oh, there's a car coming about 2 km away. So, if I get out and have a piss, by the time I kind of get started on that, and I want to have a nice, big, long, slow piss, you know, because this diuretic drug, it's a tiny little white pill, you know, and it's like, makes me piss like a fucking racehorse every half, three quarter hour, you know what I mean? I kind of wish I hadn't sort of taken them, you know? G'day, how you going? Another piss. And some shade. Shane wants some shade so he can piss in style. Get his fucking cock out and have a big smile. So anyway, that's the thing with this girl, you know, not, I don't mean child, I mean young woman, you know, who's in a sort of getting to be 23, 24 sort of age, and wearing a lipstick and shit, you know, wearing lipstick and eyeshadow. You get into the fucking whole thing and it's just like, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting being a bit sort of shitty and that. But it's like, it's got to be sort of matching. You know, what's going on. You know? And, you know? If I had have said to her, if I had have walked in and said to her, you stupid cunt, why don't you fuck off, you know? Then the level of hostility in her response would have been proportional, you know? It would have matched. But I was just making a nice, how you doing kind of comment, you know? And she got totally pissy about it, you know? So you start to build up these patterns of behaviour with a lot of experience over a long period of time. And then you go, you know, even if it was, you know, sort of a mutually sort of amicable slash interested kind of a reply, you know, sort of a mutually interested kind of amicable sort of a response, you know. I hope you slow down, you cunt. Too fast, you fuck. The brainless cunts have just got no idea what's a good decent sort of speed when you sort of, that's a one lane road and you sort of, you know, one car is, you know, two wheels are off the road and into the gravel, and the other car is two wheels off the road and into the gravel, and you slow right down so as to not kick up it, flick up any fucking stones that go bounce, bounce, bang, and you know, even small pointy fucking, you know, quartz type stones, you know, things the size of a fucking, you know, one third the size of a fucking dice or something, you know, like a quarter of the size of a fucking thing. If the force concentrates onto a hard little pointy kind of fucking end on them, that can shatter a bloody, crack a fucking windscreen. You know? I guess it's the fucking, you know, so that's the thing, you know. She could have been having a fucking bad day or whatever, but the level of, she can't bring herself into focus to say, well, this guy is not my enemy, he's not fucking taking the piss out of me, he's not ridiculing me, so why should I be fucking nasty to him? I shouldn't be, you know? But she's not, and she doesn't appear to have the facility to do so. So, yeah, and that's the sort of thing. You start to look at all these sort of disconcerting little behaviours and attitudes and, you know, and just sort of dishonesty, you know. When I questioned her, was it, yeah, I remember you. I used to run into you on the fucking bus, you know what I mean? And, you know, oh no, it wasn't me. Yes, it was. Not get into an argument about it. It's not my fucking problem if she has to lie away at, just out of, just basically conversational kind of engagements, you know what I mean? Like, you know, oh, Dr. Johns, where is the secret of eternal life?
I will never tell you.
You know? No, Dr. Jones has got an American accent. Dr. Jones, there is the secret to eternal life. I will never tell ye.
Ah, that is what you think. You must tell me.
Well, she's not, you know. Just that sort of, you know, just basic fucking conversational topic, you know, from a common, a long sort of an enduring common history, you know, and she lies her way out of it. You're thinking, oh, what a fucking retard, you know. No gratitude, no appreciation, no nothing nice, you know. Not a lot of honesty. Just smiley and friendly when she wants to be, and hostile and kind of indifferent the rest of the time. But anyway, you know, that could be just she's having a pissy fucking time, you know what I mean? But you start to look at, you know, her big dead roo. You know, you start to look at all these sorts of little things, and although there's no sort of grounds for any sort of common engagement, it really isn't, you know what I mean? You know, they're sort of, they put themselves into that sort of category where you keep them at a fucking, you just be nice, you be civil, and kind of, just sort of keep them at arm's length rather than sort of, you know, oh, you know, none of this fucking shit. Oh, she's nice to me one day. Oh, she's so wonderful. I love her. She's just awesome. And next day, you know, next week she's a cunt, you know what I mean? And, oh, she doesn't love me. Oh, woe is me. You know, it's kind of like just getting a, you know, keeping myself, if one day she's going to the penthouse and the next day she's, next five times she's in the fucking basement, well, you know, it's a 10-story building, or say a 10 or 20-story building or whatever, you know, so out of 20 fucking engagements over 6 months, you know, eight of them are in the first, say, three or four floors. Five of them are in the basement. You know, a few are sort of tiny little piecemeal sort of engagements, but they're sort of kind of positive. They might be 8 or 9 or 10 or 11. And a few of the fucking things are, say, 11 or 12 or 13 or 14, you know what I mean? So, but the that sort of averages out to be around about, on a 20-story building, that's, you know, the consistency of her average score of where she usually goes to, her average sort of engagement sort of level of sort of emotional health and sort of stability is around about the fifth floor, you know. It's not consistently at, say, level 18, you know, out of the 20 floors, you know, where she's sort of going between the penthouse and, say, level 15, and it sort of all averages out around about, you know, level, the 18th, 17th or 18th floor. This is kind of, oh, fuck. That was a big one, I just missed him. Cunt. Fuck. He just comes straight across the road. And this is what I'm sort of saying is that, you know, you know, just because there's no kangaroos, just because you can't see any kangaroos around doesn't mean there are none at all around. And especially if you're going through areas that are known sort of habitats where it's, well, sort of forest, it's a mixture of forest and fucking, you know, farmland and, you know, grassy fields and rivers and creeks and dams and shit like that, you know what I mean? Yeah, so I'm sort of sitting on about 50 or so Ks, you know, and this fucking big roo, you know. He just shot straight across the fucking road. And, you know, the front of my car would have just missed his tail by about, you know, like a foot and a half, you know. That was really close. And that's the thing, if you're sort of, you're either staring into the bush or you're staring, you know, left and right and, you know. Fuck, he was big. Nice looking too. Quite a handsome looking kangaroo. It was big, beautiful. Yeah, but that's the sort of danger of these sort of roads going through all these forested areas. The kangaroos tend to be fucking everywhere. And, you know, as one of my friends said many years ago, he said, you know, not at me, but in specifically, you know, like, you know, one day when you least expect it, you're fucked, you know. And I think that was about sort of motorcycle thieves and bad people in general, you know. He's talking about patience and playing the long game. And someday, because they just come out of the fucking thick bushes straight across the road and shit like that, it would have been one of those situations that if I'd have been, if I'd have been, say, 2 metres ahead, I would have fucking hit him, centre punched him you know. But that's it, you know, that gets back to my philosophy, you know, if you're fucking, you know. You know, if you're doing, say, 50 k's an hour, you got twice the time to observe, twice the time to fucking react, and you know, your stopping distance is about one quarter that of someone doing 100 k's an hour. You know, but if you're ever in a situation where you can't stop, where they just appear out of the blue, you know, your impact, you know, of hitting a kangaroo doing 50 k's an hour is going to be a whole lot less damage than doing 100 k's an hour, you know? And this being the little car that it is, it's quite low to the ground, you know. It's small. It's a fucking fantastic car. I like it, you know what I mean? But, you know, I can do without crashes. More physical damage, you know, I've got enough fucking injuries as it is. And, you know, so, you know, I don't need no more fucking, I don't need no, sorry, I don't need any more fucking damage, you know. I don't need my car getting written off or costing shitloads in repairs, you know. So, you know, so it's a sound philosophy, you know, just travelling through these where there's lots of kangaroos and lots of forest and you can't see them coming, they just shoot out through the bushes across the road, you know what I mean? He looked like he wasn't sort of startled, he looked like he's travelling from A to B, and was just they tend to be, you know, they tend to sort of, they switch their sort of brain cell off and go on fucking autopilot, and they'll just sit on 60 k's an hour, their cruising speed, you know, and go do 20, 30 fucking k's or some shit, you know what I mean? So, you know, he wasn't a sort of startled and making a run for it. He was, you know, cruising from A to B type. He was already up to speed and maintaining the momentum. Hello, Mercals. So, you know, yeah. So anyway, that's sort of like, you know, the life and times and insights of, you know, sort of patient. I mean, there's people who go, oh, wow, you're wonderful, and oh, yeah, you're wonderful, let's fuck, you know. And their relationships are lifelong kind of relationships. But they tend to be in the fucking extreme minority, you know what I mean? You know, where they just go, you know, oh, better twist my fucking neck around. Twist my neck around and have a fucking look. And, you know, yeah, twist my head around and have a fucking look before I go into the path of some mysterious fucking flying object that comes, you know, round the windy little country road doing 200 k's an hour. You know? My retarded, yeah, this little fucking country town type or country fucking nowhere crossroads where you got retarded uncles and geriatric friends that they're so fucked in the head, you know, from old age and brain rot. They got no idea of anything more than about 10 or 20 metres in front of the fucking vehicle. Nothing to the left or right or mirrors or fucking nothing, you know? One of those intersections back there just had that sort of a look. Oh, what are the fucking, you know, the roadwork trucks doing near the intersection? Oh, you know, and they just drive straight through the intersection where they're supposed to fucking give way, you know? Oh, fuck. You know, your car's been T-boned and you're either dead or it's written off or some other horror sort of thing because dear old 10 watt fucking geriatric brain cell doesn't work, you know. So yeah, many years ago, I was talking to an old farmer, and he had this thing to say about the city people. He said, when they come up here, they drive like they're in the fucking city instead of being in driving like they should when they're in the country, which means you sort of slow right down. And you take a very fucking slow and methodical kind of a fucking approach to everything, you know? Like, look at what you're getting into before you get into it, you know what I mean? Don't just go flying over the fucking crest of the hill in the middle of the road at, you know, 120 k's an hour type stuff, because once you get over that crest, there might be someone coming 100 k's now the other way and you just go, oh fuck, you know. No room to manoeuvre, or if you manoeuvre you'll lose control and spear off the road into a tree or something, you know. And yeah. But this is in a sort of, this is lovely country, this is lovely fucking, a beautiful place to go for a bit of a drive, you know. But, you know, in terms of covering a lot of distance, and with the, you know, and with the amount of wildlife and shit that can just pop out at any time, you know. I just you know, that's the thing. See, by the time it's sort of like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, say the sun's up at by about, say, 7 a.m. You know, you're getting sort of direct sunlight on the land. Well, by the time it's about, say, 9 or 10 a.m., all the kangaroos have sort of gone into their sheltered fucking places to lay low for the day, you know? Because they're more nighttime, nocturnal, very late afternoon, very early morning kind of creatures, you know? And, you know, so that means basically by the time it's this time of the morning, almost all of them are fucking, you know, laying out in the bush somewhere, having a lay down and a bit of a fucking, you know, a bit of a rest. Sort of, I don't know their sleeping patterns as a group or as individuals, not in a group. But, yeah, what happens is they, you know, because I don't know whether they sleep with one eye open or someone in the group, you know, kind of keeps watch, or whether, you know, they're up and sort of, you know, they take turns or whatever. But by this time of the morning, almost all of them are fucking bedded down for the day in some sort of sort of sheltered area where they can keep a good eye on things. There's a, you know, they can see stuff coming and there's an escape route out, you know what I mean? And they're calculating all those sorts of things. But, you know, I have seen, you get the odd one here or there where they will be deciding to travel long distances during the day, you know? I say the place I'm in now is really nice. But, you know, the place I'm in now is really nice, but I'd like to travel, you know, I'd like to sort of or it's a bit dry over here, I can smell the water 20 k's away, or I know there's a watering hole 20 or 30 k's away, so I'm gonna leave where I am and go over there. And they just engage in their autopilot and they just fucking go, you know. So, I might take a video of this road on the way back to show you sort of you know, that it is indeed lovely and kind of dry, and it's not real horror for bushfire type stuff, but you know, but if it was, you know, 40 degrees and there's like say an 80 k an hour wind or something, you know, you'd have something to worry about. And yeah, the dogs, kangaroos and dogs, kangaroos in certain areas, they get to know what the dogs are like. Like if the dogs are in yards or they're on, you know, they're chained to a fucking wire run or something, you know. And they'll know if the dogs are sort of, you know, I'll get to know the sort of temperament of the dogs, if the dogs are sort of, you know, well fed and they can outrun them, or the dogs aren't particularly sort of fucking athletic, you know. So, you know, just because you're near sort of farmhouses and houses that have got dogs, or in sort of small towns or some shit, the dogs, the kangaroos will know the dogs, and they'll know which yards or properties that they can just go hopping fucking through, and the dogs won't do fuck all. And there's other properties where the dogs, you know, are real fast and they'll just go bang like a bloody bullet after the kangaroos. And so the kangaroos know those yards, you know, they know the dogs, they know the places, you know. And so as you go through these tiny little, you know, five house fucking, you know, places, You know, the dog, the kangaroos can be just hopping down the fucking main street or through the yards or whatever. You know, and they won't give a fuck about the dog, the dogs, because I know what's there and they know what goes on there, and you know. So unless they're fucking really fast hunting type dogs, you know, there's no sort of guarantee of any fucking time for another fucking piss. Okay, here we are in bumfuck nowhere. Oh, we've got to get to a fucking auto teller. Yes, my legendary sports shorts. I'm a super athlete, I tell them. I'm a gym babe. Yes, I'm a yoga prince. Well, I can see a little bit further. Got to concentrate. So I'll keep yapping to the next town, or the town with electricity and an auto teller. I kind of wish that rear view vision mirror wasn't in the place it's in, you know, because kind of like in country Australia, you need all the fucking advantage of being able to see as much as you can. You know, so from your eyes looking straight ahead, if you've got, say, about a 10 degree arc of obscured fucking countryside about 2 feet from your face, you know, that's obscuring You know. And all these fun signs going, kangaroos, 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 roadside signs, big yellow signs, kangaroos, look at them all. You gotta kind of fucking look around the rear view mirror. You gotta sort of push your head from one side or the other to try and see all the fucking, to look around. You know what the bloody, rear view vision mirror is obscuring, you know? Because it's also ideally placed that if something is coming in from the left-hand side of the car, doing 60 k's an hour like a kangaroo through the bush, that's quite likely to obscure a lot of that sort of stuff, you know? Which is a fucking shit, you know what I mean? I'll sit up this guy's arse. Yeah, well, here we are in bumfuck nowhere, which is twice as far from bumfuck nowhere, but not quite as far as bumfuck nowhere. However, we must be vigilant for the sake of Jesus Christ. Our loving Saviour. What kind of a fucking put-off? It's not the roads. It's not the road authority to fix it. It's the fucking... It's the railway authority. It's their fucking pothole that's on their road. So now we've got to look for a fucking auto teller. Where's an auto teller? Might be one of those fucking places where it's too small to have a fucking auto teller.
Oh, we've got 10,000 tourists.
Hey mate, do you know where there's an auto teller? Yeah, I had a...
On that, your next nearest one's Maribor.
All right.
Yeah, they're your choices.
Yeah, I drove past and had a look, couldn't see one. Get out for a look, have a look at the time. Okay. Well, I think we'll stop this here because we've got to get...